Well, it's part of a cumulative series of events that have taken place that add up to a pretty serious breach. The Iranian authorities have repeatedly accused Britain, in particular, of being involved in the unrest that erupted after the election 2 weeks ago. Britain has been condemned as the most evil country. Two of its diplomats, British officials, that is, were expelled from Tehran. Last week, there's been a lot of rhetoric, a lot of accusations from the Iranian media and politicians, and this is the latest step in what looks like a pretty deliberate campaign against the British government. So, yes, it's more than just a spat. It's pretty much an all-out campaign, and it's quite hard to see how it's going to end. There's been a very strong response from Britain and indeed from the EU, showing just how seriously it's taken.
Do you think this flare-up then is based on an historical enmity between the two countries? I refer in particular to the revolution in the 50s.
There's a lot of historical baggage between Iran and Britain going back to the 1950s and even before that. Of course, the revolution of 1979. And in recent years, things have got much, much worse. Things improved over the turn of the decade through the presidency of Mohammad Khatami, who was a reformist who sought better relations with the West. But under Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for the last 4 years, that's a period that includes, of course, the aftermath of the war in Iraq and the focus on Iran's nuclear ambitions, things have got very bad. And now it appears that the Iranian authorities are finding it convenient to use Britain, to attack Britain as a scapegoat, if you like, for the serious unrest that there is at home over the theft, as many people see it, of the presidential election.
And you mentioned earlier the EU show of solidarity. Is that actually worth anything?
Well, you know, it's a diplomatic declaration, but when the European Union, which is 27 countries and 450-odd million people, talks of a strong and collective response, I think it's something that the Iranians will certainly pay attention to. There is international concern about the persistence of this crisis. Everybody's caught in a bind. Nobody wants to stand accused of interfering in Iran's internal affairs, because that, of course, is just grist to the mill of hardliners who exactly want to be able to accuse others of being responsible for things that are happening there. But on the other hand, in terms of a commitment to freedom, to the exercise of democracy, to human rights, it's clearly not possible to stand by and say nothing when these sort of events take place. And when it particularly touches on the national interests of member states, then it makes it almost unavoidable, I think, that people are going to speak out, as they now have done.
And finally, how bad do you think things can get? The latest speech by the president, Ahmadinejad, he says he's taking a more decisive and powerful response to the West. That could, I guess, be described as bellicose, but certainly aggressive, if not.
Well, I think that, I think the regime is under tremendous pressure. Whatever view you take of the elections, clearly many, many Iranians, after all, who are the people most involved, do not feel that it was conducted fairly. There have been serious protests since then, and one of the main responses of the government has been, as well as crushing protests on the street, has been to lash out at foreigners. This is a serious crisis for Iran, for the Islamic Republic. There hasn't been unrest like this for 30 years, and the world is clearly not going to just look the other way and pretend that it isn't happening. But how things are going to play out is very, very difficult to see. The internal dynamics are complicated. There has been a strong response by the Iranian state, and the opposition is, while demanding that something be done about it, appears so far unable to make anything actually happen. So there is a sort of stalemate going on, but a lot of angry words are flying backwards and forwards in the meantime.